Galway 123, Wexford 20 points, as Galway won the third Walsh Cup in their history, 2010, 2015 and now 2019. In total, to put it into context, only 8 of the 26 players togged in Enniscorthy on Saturday were part of the 20 players used by Galway in the All-Ireland final last season. 28 players have now seen action over the two games in the Walsh Cup, but the highlights of the win on Saturday were two fine saves and a fine catch and a variety in his puck-outs from goalkeeper Fergal Flannery, who did well. The excellent leadership from the experienced men on the team, namely Aidan Hart, who got the goal and excelled throughout, Pádraig Mannion until his dismissal, the impressive Cathal Mannion at midfield, who shot 4 points, the sheer class of Joe Canning, who shot 13 points, two of those in play, and also other highlights were the scoring contributions off the bench from players like Sean Lennon and Tadhg Hearn. Altogether, this was an impressive Galway performance, workmanlike performance against a strong Wexford team who used 15 of the 18 players that played against Galway in last year's championship, and they also had an extra man for the second half as the 13 men of Galway played the 14 men of Wexford after referee Sean Clear somehow saw fit to red card Pádraig Mannion, Wexford's Liam Ryan and Jareth Mannion in the final minutes of the first half. Difficult decisions these to fathom, it has to be said, to say the least. Other players that did well were Kevin Hussey, Sean Blehane, Ronan Burke, Jack Coyne and sub Johnny Cohn, who played his part on a day when Galway really did set down a marker, particularly in the way that they play the game, but also the work rate they bought to it. The early stages of the game saw Galway go into a 6 points to 4 point lead after 18 minutes before on the 26th minute Joe Canning got through but forced a fine save from Wexford keeper Mark Fanning. The ball broke out to Sean Blehane, who just couldn't finish the rebound, but 1 minute later Galway worked the move again when Kevin Hussey and Jack Coyne combined to set up Aidan Hart, and he finished for the goal well to put Galway 1-7 to 6 points up. Then in the late stages of the opening half, indeed in the injury time, Pádraig Mannion and Liam Ryan both got red cards for their part in the melee, and then from the resultant free, Jareth Mannion of Capitagle, who was making his debut, saw red as the ball sailed wide from Joe Canning's free. Thus the teams went in at half time to come out with Galway with 13 men and Wexford with 14, but it was Galway the start of the second half in fine fashion. They outscored Wexford by 5-1 in the opening 7 minutes of that second half, with Cathal Mannion, Joe Canning and Sean Kilduff on target. Indeed, the score was 115 to 14 points, 14 minutes into that second half. Then Fergal Flannery brought off a good save from Aidan Nolan 17 minutes into the half before Wexford, but despite having a lot of ball, continuing to use the sweeper Kevin Foley during the second half, despite having an extra man, stayed at their game plan. It brought them to within Galway, or within 118 to 17 points on 24 minutes of the second half, and then 1 minute later they got a penalty when Kieran MacDonald was fouled. Mark Fanning, the goalkeeper, came up, but his shot, a rocket of a shot, flew over the bar instead of under. It was 118 to 18 points at that stage, but Galway finished the game well and got some fine scores late on, including those scores from Joe Canning, Sean Lennon and Tadhg Hearn. Cathal Dunbar then picked up his second yellow card in injury time to become the fourth player sent off, and in the end Galway well worth their win on a 123 to 20 point scoreline. Galway scored were Joe Canning, who got 13 points, Cathal Mannion, who got 4, Aidan Hart got the goal, and there were points from Sean Kilduff, Jack Coyne, Sean Blehane, David Glennon, Sean Lennon and Tadhg Hearn. Galway are certainly in good fettle then for the start of the National League next weekend in the doubleheader in Pearse Stadium. They play Laois, final score in the Walsh Cup final, Galway 123, Wexford 20 points. This is Sean Welch for Galway BFM in Enniscorthy.